Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon text for this evening is Matthew chapter 18, the gospel lesson of the day, beginning at verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all he had be sold to repay the debt. And at this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Dear people of God, your perspective changes, doesn't it? When you dodge a bullet. What kind of position did you find yourself in the middle of March? I was alarmed. I didn't know how we were going to make it without a connection to the outside world. But through new technology, we were able to access more than I ever thought possible. Right away, we still got access to the Word of God through virtual church services. We could work remotely from home. And with the download of a new app, you can even see your family and friends face to face. So then, with a new taste for this new technology, would ignore it. Instead of embracing it, would throw it away. That's the warning that Jesus sounds to Peter, to his disciples, and to all who have tasted the Lord's forgiveness. Our sinful, selfish nature wants to throw the Lord's forgiveness away. Jesus warns his followers not to do that, but rather to embrace the Master's mercy. But Peter asks a good question of Jesus, to which Jesus gave an amazing answer. Jesus had already been answering a bunch of questions, beginning with this: who is the greatest? Jesus pointed to a little child to teach them that the humblest one among them was the greatest. The one who helped his little lambs is the greatest. And then the opposite is true. If anyone would hurt one of his little lambs, it would be a better fate for him to have an anchor tied around his neck and thrown into the sea. Because the Lord loves his little lambs, he goes out after the one lost sheep. And he does that by telling his disciples, "If your brother or sister sins against you, Go and show them their fault just between the two of you, and if they listen to you, you have won your brother over. Now comes Peter's question. How many times is right? Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Peter hears Jesus say, forgive your brother and sister, but how many times is right? Does anyone deserve to be forgiven more than 7 times? Peter's suggestion seems generous. But Jesus is about to show Peter that that's not the way the Lord's forgiveness works. I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Who deserves to be forgiven 77 times? Could you forgive the nicest person in the world 77 times for doing the exact same thing to you? But the Master's forgiveness even goes beyond that. To teach this, Jesus told a parable. There was a servant who owed his master 10,000 bags of gold, zillions of dollars, an amount that would take him 1,000 years to pay off if every single cent he earned went to pay back his debt. The servant was a goner. And in those days, the master was not unfair to have the servant sold, to have his family broken apart and sold to begin to pay the debt he owed. But at this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The master knew that more time was not going to help this servant. The servant didn't earn more time in the first place. He had literally cost his master a fortune, and so the master does not give the servant more time. He gives him something amazing. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. He forgave his debt, and his family got to stay together. He wiped his slate clean with no strings attached, not even a warning. All because of the mercy of the Master. And God deals in this exact same way with each of you. Because you and I have racked up a debt of sin to God, our Master, far beyond our ability to pay. The fortune it costs to cover your sin is overwhelming. Even the price of your life is only enough to start to pay it back. And each attempt we make to try to satisfy this debt on our own is only delaying the inevitable, because each of our sin-filled acts are pennies to the zillions you owe God. But God does forgive you because he has mercy on you. Not because of anything you have done to deserve it, because God deals with us on his terms, with his mercy. He takes pity on you, his servant, and cancels your debt. Embrace his mercy. You shouldn't be in the great position that you're in. But your master has done this for you. And God does not limit the boundless forgiveness he has for you. He forgives your massive debt from your greatest sin down to your smallest. You are free. He has boundless forgiveness for you. His way is the best. So embrace his mercy. Look at all the forgiveness that your God has put at your disposal. How did you happen into such a blessed position? Your master has done this for you. And now what will you do with all this forgiveness at your disposal? Well, God has more than enough for you. So forgive others with your master's forgiveness. That servant didn't forgive with his master's forgiveness. He showed none of the mercy that was shown to him. He didn't go rushing back home to tell his family the good news. He went out to find someone who owed him something. And before he could even tell the man what was going on, he put his hands on him and demanded to be paid back in full. And the man did owe him something. A few $1,000. There was no reason for the servant to be patient with this man, was there? And so when he couldn't pay it back right away, he had him locked up in jail until he did pay it back. And he went on living his life. Stop, the other servants cry out. What are you thinking, you wicked servant? This is horrible. It makes no sense for this servant to be unforgiving. He was just forgiven a debt that should have changed his whole life. Everything was changed for this servant, but he went back to the old me. He went back to the way that it used to be. And not even the reminder of the servant's canceled debt could change his mind, because that man begged the servant with the same words the servant begged the master. Be patient with me and I will pay you back. The servant was unmerciful. He was unforgiving. And it makes no sense. Shouldn't you have had mercy? Well, Jesus' answer is obvious. But now it's too late. And the master sentences the servant to a fate worse than death. He hands him over for his body to be tortured until he can pay back that original debt. And his mind would also be tortured with the thought that he had escaped this horrible fate, only to go running back to it with a merciless heart. So, Peter, so Christian, how much forgiveness is right? Well, I told him last time that it makes me uncomfortable when he talks like that around me. I told her 2 times ago that this was the last time that I would help her fix it. Should I really let them off the hook again? For shirking their responsibility again? No one has earned that much forgiveness from me that I would even forgive them 7 times. And yet, we pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Should God follow our example of forgiveness? We who can remember and give such a detailed explanation of every time that someone took advantage of us. We who can think of such a good reason for withholding forgiveness from someone and always think of them as a worthless lowlife. If that's how we deal with each other, then we're no better than this unmerciful servant. Because God knows everything and can give a detailed explanation of each jealous and bitter thought throughout your day. He has a list of good reasons in the history of your life that should disqualify you from his grace. If we deal with each other like that, we're only running back to that huge debt to pay. Such a horrible fate. Unless. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother or sister from the heart, Jesus says. Well, how can we forgive our brothers and sisters from our heart? You're not going to find that in the old way of forgiveness. But you will find it when you look to your master's mercy. Because God forgives like no one else. God forgives you again and again and again and cancels your debt and He forgives your brother and sister too. He takes the pressure of forgiveness off of you because he has forgiven you already. And he fills you with his mercy. His mercy has effect on you. That's why we pray the Lord's forgiveness first in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. Lord, forgive us our sins. And don't let that forgiveness stop with me, but empower me to forgive those who sin against me. Don't trample the Lord's forgiveness or throw it away. But let his mercy influence your whole life and attitude. When your brother or sister needs your forgiveness, forgive with your master's forgiveness. Embrace your master's mercy, which is full and free, unconditional and unearned, because his way is the best. Look at the amazing position your God has put you in. He has mercy on you and cancels your whole debt. So forgive with your master's forgiveness. Don't go back to that original panic of a merciless world, but live consistently with God's forgiveness. He has full forgiveness for you, so don't withhold it from your brother or sister who needs it. Embrace your master's mercy. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we join in confessing our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen. Please be seated.